Hello, my name is Karen Lopez and I am calling from Opinion Research. Today we are conducting a public opinion survey in your community and we would like to get your opinion. Let me ask you, do you or does any member of your household work at a radio or television station, a newspaper?
No.
No, okay, thank you so much for your answer. Now, as you may know, very few people actually vote in primary elections. Thinking ahead, which of the following business describes how you will vote in the primary elections for the U.S. Senate, the Florida State Legislature, and local offices in Monroe County, like County Commission, on Tuesday, August 20th? You are definitely going to vote, very likely to vote, somewhat likely to vote, not very likely to vote, not at all likely to vote, or not registered to vote?
The second one.
The second one, okay. Thank you so much. And with which political party are you registered?
Democrat.
Democrat, thank you so much. And what is your main racial background? Asian, Asian American, Hispanic, African American Black, or White Caucasian?
White Caucasian.
Okay, thank you so much. Can you tell me what is your age?
78.
78, thank you so much. Now, generally speaking, would you say things in Monroe County are going in the right direction, or have they gotten off on the wrong track?
I'd say they're going in the right direction.
Okay, thank you so much for your answer. Now I'm going to give you a list, and you can tell me which issue should your local elected officials in Monroe County focus on most to help you and your family. The first one says, protecting the environment. Next, we have traffic and congestion, then hurricane and flooding preparation. The next one is affordable housing. Then we have taxes and county government spending. Then we have crime and public safety. Then property insurance costs. Then illegal immigration. The next one is overdevelopment. And the last one is inflation and the cost of things like gas and groceries.
Okay, and what am I supposed to do here?
You can choose one. Which issue should your local elected officials focus on most to help you in your family?
Oh, okay, one of all of those. Okay. Let me see. Overdevelopment.
Overdevelopment. Okay, thank you so much for your answer. Now I'm going to give you a list of some public officials in Marin County and across the country that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of the person, you can indicate that as well. The first one is Holly Merrill Christian. You have a favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable opinion about her.
What was her name again?
Holly Merrill Rushin.
I don't know who she is.
Okay. And next we have Rick Ramsey.
Again, don't know him.
Okay, thank you so much. Next we have Paul Wunderlich.
Never heard of him.
Okay.
You can tell I'm real involved.
Next we have Joe Biden.
Favorable.
Hello?
What was
Hello?
The top one? Yeah, I'm here.
The next one is Joe Biden.
Okay, and what were the choices again?
Very favorable. Somewhat
very favorable.
Okay, thank you so much. Next we have Marisa Tomei.
Marisa Tomei?
Mm-hmm.
She's an actress. favorable.
Okay. And next we have Donald Trump.
Highly unfavorable.
Okay.
The lowest one you can give.
Okay, thank you. And the last one is Ron DeSantis.
The lowest one you can give.
Okay, thank you so much for your answer. And thinking ahead, if the primary elections for Monroe County Commission were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Melissa Tomei, a Republican candidate, Paul Wunderlich, a Republican candidate, or Holly Merrill Russian, a Republican candidate?
I can't vote in the primary for the Republicans. I'm a Democrat.
Oh, so you won't vote for any of them?
Right.
Okay, thank you so much.
They won't let me. They won't let me.
okay.
You said primary election, right?
Yes, that's right.
Yeah, Democrats can't vote, and they got a closed primary. Democrats can't vote in the Republican primary.
So you are not registered to vote in the primary?
No, I'm registered to vote, but I'm a Democrat, and I can't vote in that primary that's got in the Republican primary. Or is it an open primary?
No, this is just a survey, you know, to get the public opinions.
Okay.
If you are... Okay.
We'll just move on. Say none of them.
Okay. And, well, if you had to choose today, which candidate are you leaning towards? Melissa Tomei, Paul Wunderlich, or Holly Mary Russian?
The last one.
The last one. Okay. Thank you so much. As you maybe noticed, the upcoming elections for Monroe County Commission has three Republicans running against one another. There will not be a Democrat on the ballot since no Democrat decided to run in this race. So this means one of these three Republicans will win the election. So which comes closer to your view? I could never vote for Republican candidates, even if I don't have a choice to vote for a Democratic candidate. I will probably leave this race blank on my ballot, or I will probably vote for the one of these three Republican candidates, depending on which one I like better when I learn more about them.
The last choice.
The last choice. Okay, thank you so much. And do you approve or disapprove the job that Holly Mary Rustin is doing as your county commissioner?
Disapprove.
Disapprove. And do you somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove?
Somewhat.
Somewhat. Okay, thank you so much. And all other things being equal, which of the following candidates will you be more likely to support in the elections for Monroe County Commission? A candidate who has never held elected office and wants to bring a fresh perspective to reform county government? Or a candidate who currently serves on the county commission and wants to use this experience to continue delivering for your community?
The first choice.
The first choice. Okay, thank you so much. And do you think Monroe County is growing and developing too fast, too slowly, or about right?
I'm sorry, give me that question again.
Yes. Do you think Monroe County is growing and developing too fast, too slowly, or about right?
Too fast.
Too fast. Okay, thank you. And which of the following is more important to you when deciding your vote in the elections for Monroe County Commission? A candidate's position on making Monroe County more affordable, lowering taxes, and fighting crime? Or a candidate's position on future development in Monroe County?
The second one.
The second one. Okay, thank you so much. And do you favor or oppose a plan to bring a public grocery store to Tavernier along with 86 units of workforce housing?
Public, okay, read that question to me. I read about the grocery store, and where would that be, did it say?
Yes, I will read it again for you. Do you favor or oppose a plan to bring a public grocery store to Tavernier along with 86 units of workforce housing?
No, it's not really I don't live up there, but I'd say I favor that.
So, and you strongly favor or somewhat favor?
Somewhat favor.
Somewhat. Okay, thank you so much. And as you may know, Monroe County has taken on major infrastructure projects to reduce flooding and replace the aging trauma star helicopters which airlift critical injured patients to trauma hospitals in Miami during emergencies. To pay for this project, property taxes will raise about $11 per month for the average Monroe County homeowner. Which one of the following comes closer to your opinion? First one says, During these challenging times, we should not be raising taxes. Homeowners already pay enough in taxes, and while Monroe County has many pressing needs, we should be cutting spending elsewhere to pay for infrastructure improvements or hold off on them until this affordability crisis gets better. Or, with the rapid growth occurring in Monroe County on top of it, being a major tourist destination, I understand the need to slightly increase property taxes to pay for necessary infrastructure improvements. Monroe County still has one of the lowest property tax rates in Florida.
I would say the second one.
Okay. Thank you for your answers. Now, if you knew the following statements about Holy Mary Russian were true, would you each make you more likely or less likely to vote for Holy Mary Russian in the primary elections for Monroe County Commission? If age will make no difference, you can indicate that as well. The first one says, with high housing costs and lack of options for so many, Holy Mary Russian supports effort to build more affordable housing in Monroe County. This makes you have much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, or no difference in your opinion?
Somewhat more likely.
Okay, thank you. Next we have, Holy Mary Russian is a career politician whose campaign is being funded by the big developers and special interest lobbyists. Russian has been a rubber stamp for their agenda that will pave over every inch of the keys and harm our quality of life.
And what about, do I agree with that statement? What am I supposed to answer there?
The same options. If you are much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, or no difference in your opinion?
Much less likely.
Okay, thank you so much. Next we have, Holy Russian understands that a healthy environment makes Monroe County's economy strong. Russian has prioritized water quality improvement projects, coral reef and Everglades restoration, and protected commercial fishermen because so many depend on these natural resources for their livelihood. Again, the same options, much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, or not different?
Much less likely.
Okay, thank you so much. Next we have, Holy Mary Russian is a lobbyist for a disaster response company that has a business before Monroe County and receives taxpayer dollars, creating a conflict of interest. Again, much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, or no difference?
Much less likely.
Okay, thank you. And now we have Holy Mary Russian has worked to support Monroe County's tourism industry in a responsible way that protects the interests of communities and long-time residents. Russian has increased transparency by holding more public meetings and has fought to ensure that Monroe County residents are given priority for business and hospitality applications. Again, much more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, or no difference?
Somewhat more likely.
Somewhat, okay, thank you. Then, Holy Mary Russian believes that development needs to be slowed down until our roads and infrastructure catch up to the amount of growth Monroe County is experiencing in order to protect quality of life.
Somewhat more likely.
Okay, thank you. Now, Holy Mary Russian is endorsed by Sheriff Rick Ramsey because Russian has always worked to ensure law enforcement has the resources they need to keep your community safe.
No difference.
No difference, okay, thank you. And the last one says, during these difficult times, Holy Mary Russian voted to increase wasteful county government spending and voted to raise taxes by millions of dollars on working and middle-class homeowners.
Somewhat less likely.
Okay, thank you so much for your answers. And now, taking into account everything you just heard, if the primary elections for Monroe County Commission were held today among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Melissa Tomei, a Republican candidate, Paul Wunderlich, a Republican candidate, or Holly Merrill Rushing, a Republican candidate?
Still at this point, no opinion.
Okay, thank you so much. And if you had to choose today, which candidate are you leaning towards? Melissa Tomei, Paul Wunderlich, or Holly Merrill Rushing?
What was the question again? I'm sorry.
Yes. If you had to choose today, which candidate are you leaning towards? Melissa Tomei, Paul Wunderlich, or Holly Merrill Rushing?
No opinion, so.
Okay, thank you. And now I'm going to ask you a few short demographic questions before we finish for classification purposes only. How long have you lived in, how long have you lived in Monroe County?
5 years.
5 years. Okay. Thank you so much. And if you were to label yourself, would you say you are a liberal, a moderate, or a conservative in your political beliefs?
Moderate.
Moderate. Thank you. And what is the last grade of formal education you have completed?
College graduate.
Okay, thank you so much. And this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. I really appreciate your time.
Okay, well, hey, thanks for asking.
Okay, thank you so much. Have a good day.
And you too. Bye now.
Bye-bye.